Yeah, it was a wild game. I think it took us a long time to get ourselves sorted, to maximise moments that were popping up from very early on in the game, and just our conversion on some opportunities wasn't great until the last quarter. And I think we've really taken away the last quarter performance and our execution under some real pressure there to must ensure that we get it right to win the game, I thought was really pleasing. But certainly I think the inconsistency across the first three quarters was a challenge point. But we're certainly gravitating towards how we felt in pressure moments in the last quarter of that game, which I think was a real step forward.
Yeah, how do you actually turn it around and put a four-quarter performance out this week when you can't really train it? What is it? Is it a mindset thing? Is it a fatigue thing?
No, I think it's a question that's hard to answer because there's so many factors and layers that add into it. But I think if we really simplify it, if we execute in the key moments early in quarters, early in games, and gather momentum, your consistency kind of comes from that. But we were consistently not executing in opportunities that we got throughout the game, which forced us to be quite inconsistent in our performance. And we had a very consistent last quarter performance because we were maximising those moments. So you've got to keep those things really simple because there's a number of factors and elements that can kind of lead into that. But we know that when we do maximise opportunities, we're in flow and we're pretty hard to beat.
In a weird way, does it fill you with a little bit of confidence heading into finals that the girls can actually, you know, come back from, I think, 8-odd goals down and actually win those, you know, I think it's been called, you know, winning ugly type games?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, the second half of the season for us has been plagued by inconsistency. But taking the positive out of that win against the Giants, we were down by 9 goals at one stage. We were under enormous pressure and even down at three-quarter time with 15 minutes to play. So we had to dig deep and find a way. And we did do that, but also executed some of our better netball in that last quarter. So we do gravitate towards that. And then we're really determined to make sure that there's greater consistency leading up to those moments.
Pretty fierce rivalry with the Vixens for years, really. What's the message to the girls going into this week?
Nothing to lose. Like, we have to go and attack this game, play it on the front foot, trust ourselves, back ourselves, and really take the game on. We know that we're in the top four. We're certainly going to keep fighting really hard for that third spot if we can. But essentially, it's just show up, play your very best, back yourself in and back your teammates, and let's see what we can produce.
If you were to end up with a home court advantage in finals, how beneficial is that?
Oh, it's hugely important. You know, we've lost 4 games at home this year, which is way more than what we would have liked. We love playing in front of the Green Army and, you know, we would love one more chance to play in front of them and give them a win. They've been such brilliant supporters across the course of the season and previously as well. So it's a real driver for the group. We want to get back home. We want to play in front of our fans. But if we don't get there, we'll certainly embrace the challenge of playing away from home too and give it our best shot.
And I think you lost to the Vixens round 7-odd. But it seems to be, they seem to be pretty inconsistent lately, and it seems to be a pretty hard competition to read. So how much of that performance can you actually kind of use to scout for this week?
Yeah, look, I think it's really important to acknowledge they've lost their last 2 games in a row, and other teams have probably shown some chinks in their armour to challenge them. And, you know, we'll be all over those things where we think that we can get on top as well. And we're a different team, so we'll pose a different challenge to them also. So, you know, you always expect the Melbourne Vixens lineup with the calibre of players they have to shift and make adjustments and show up in those big games. And like most teams do, they always show up and bring their best when they play against us. So hopefully it's a great battle and hopefully we can play some good netball.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.